Welcome back, everybody, to the West Coast Flagrancy Podcast. If you're surprised to see us together, that's because we made this bitch happen, right? We're here. We're queer. We got this.
Nope.
We got this fancy desk. We got all of our fancy little trinkets and stuff. Gave it a little bit of flair. Obviously, we have an ugly background. It's not ugly. It's just
flat. No, it's ugly.
You think it's ugly? Yeah. It's a little bit ugly. We were going to put something up, but... he didn't want to get any tapestries or anything. I wanted to get like a black curtain or something so that we could all like, what would it be? It'd be shadowless. That's true. It would be shadowless. But yeah, it's exciting to finally be here. Now, we'll eventually start paying some bills once we get some more traction going, right? We can finally get
We're going to start paying bills?
I'm going to be paying the bills.
What do you mean?
After we get somebody to sponsor us, right? That's the whole point.
But they're not giving us bills. They're giving us money.
No, we're going to pay some bills is what I'm saying. Eventually.
We're you mean like fines?
Bills.
Oh,
yeah, like
fuck
actual
that.
Bills. Yeah.
That's your goal? You want to pay fines?
No. That's not
to be in debt.
To be in debt.
The American dream.
The opposite.
Yeah, no, that's funny, yeah. But how you doing, Rick? It's good to see you. You're in town on the west side. So
you done?
I'm sorry, I didn't want to get in trouble.
He's doing it again.
That is horrible.
Yeah, no, go.
It kind of sucks.
Does it?
Yeah. With all these restrictions, I mean, now, what is it starting? It already started, the curfew, right? Starting today?
Yesterday, right?
Was it yesterday?
It started the moment the holiday season started. It's basically what it was, yeah.
What is it, 10 to 6, right?
10 to 6?
Yeah, 10 p.m.
to 6 a.m. Oh, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., yeah.
What did you think? In a day?
No, it just sounds so stupid to me that we have a curfew. It's like, what are we, in high school?
No, but we are in California.
Yeah. We are in California. In the middle of a pandemic.
And everybody knows that the later it gets, the stronger the virus becomes.
No, yeah, it's true. It's kind of like in Blade. You know how at night all the vampires come out?
Wait, did we talk about that last time? Did we say the same thing?
What?
It's stronger at night. Like the later the night more powerful COVID becomes.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
it's like a
gremlin, right?
Gremlin vampire. Yeah.
Oh, is that what that is? Is that what happens with gremlins? They get stronger.
Because I think you feed them after... a certain hour.
Yeah, you don't feed them after 9.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, that sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
All right. No, yeah, it's funny. Have you guys heard this term called dark winter? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Dark winter?
Dark winter.
It sounds depressing.
See, that's good that you guys have not heard of that because that's like a buzzword. The idea that the coronavirus is going to be so much stronger.
Wait, what's a buzzword?
Dark winter.
No, what
that
is
a buzzword.
What does buzzword mean?
Oh, it's kind of like a word that gets thrown around a lot amongst like the masses when they hear it. It referred to something that's like popular in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So a buzzword would be like what would be like a buzzword? I don't know, like something you hear on the news or something that they're saying, like, or they're coining, right? Dark winter is just the buzzword for...
Oh, you mean like the office of the president-elect.
The office of the president-elect.
I didn't mean to do that, but...
Is that a buzzword? I don't know. No, it's the idea that like it's going to... Because Corona is like coming back. Apparently, it never left.
Yeah, it didn't leave.
Yeah, like it's like it just decided to kick back and be like, oh, it's wintertime. Time to get back into the grind of getting people sick. I've made it this far. I don't feel sick and I haven't had any symptoms, but who
Maybe
knows?
Maybe asymptomatic. Really.
I remember thinking, though, like, in the beginning of the year, I honestly was very paranoid. I was like, fuck, if I get sick, this is going to suck, right?
I'm honestly surprised you made it this far.
I
thought you were going to be one of the first few cases.
Exactly. I think it might be the fact that, like, I hardly shower, so it's a lot easier for my body to fight off infections and shit. And, like, when I was a kid, I fucking hated taking medicine, bro. Like... I just didn't like it. Or what is it? The syrup? Like,
yeah, you know, cough syrup. Cups? Yeah, I hated it.
I fucking
hated
that. Like, it felt like I was being tortured when they were forcing me to take it.
Dude, yeah, my mom would be like, if I was sick and like I'd have to take it in the kitchen, she'd like stand there and watch me. And first, I would like not take it for such a long time. She would just go in the living room and like watch TV or whatever. And I'd still be sitting in the fucking kitchen like waiting.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, you're not fucking leaving until you drink that shit.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man.
Like,
it used to be the grape flavor. Oh, God.
Anything, dude. No, strawberry. Cherry.
Cherry.
And that ruins really all cherry flavor candy.
Absolutely. Everything is just, it's just too strong.
Oh, God.
I do so actually prefer good. The grape one. I hate
all of them.
No, my buddy is like addicted to ZQL. Are you guys familiar with that?
Yeah.
He like because he's
getting addicted to it, or I know what ZQL is.
Yeah,
I believe he's addicted to it. I mean, what are you gonna do? Because he doesn't smoke anymore. I don't know. He like stopped smoking like.
So he just changed substances?
Yeah, he just changed substances.
Wait, stopped smoking what?
He stopped smoking weed. And he used to smoke weed a lot all the time. My buddy, who I refer to all the time, but never, doesn't live in the area. Yep. He lives out there.
Where, oh, Roger. Oh, should I not Corona. Have said that?
He lives out in Corona, him. And he stopped, he
not
quit.
Not really a friend, but yeah. Okay. To someone he knows.
Just somebody he knows.
Uh-huh. And he fucking, he's all like, yeah, I'm about to, like he has the big pack of ZQL. You know, like the big bottle. And he tells me he just drinks it straight out of the bottle.
I've done that.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
No, but... So...
I've heard people mix it with, like Sprite. Soda or yeah. something. Yeah.
I tried Lean, like, years ago with a friend of mine because he had Whoa. Access to...
Whoa!
This was back in the MIAO. He had access to the... Because you need prescription cough syrup. Because that shit is
fucking... Oh, to make it.
Yeah, that shit is powerful. It's, don't make this, anyone who's not listening anyways.
Oh, but, okay.
So it's Sprite, that cough syrup, and a Jolly Rancher. And it's surprisingly, it's not good, but it's not bad tasting. So like when you drink it, you're kind of like, oh, this is different. And then so you don't really notice it. But
so
like,
it's fruity.
Not really.
It's
well,
it's
I'm guessing because it tastes like the syrup, the cough syrup. I'm guessing is a flavor, right?
It's supposed to be fruity, but it's just not.
It's not because then the Jolly Rancher. I'm thinking additional.
Yeah, it's the sugar because they sweeten it out, right? Because the cough syrup is very bitter, and the Sprite.
Yeah.
The Sprite and the bubbly substance gives
carbonated
right,
water.
Because the carbon and
it was years ago, so I don't remember exactly what it tastes like. I can call my friend right now and see
we can
if
make
he
some.
Wants to.
No, we're not trying to give step by step.
No, I can just I would just ask him. Hey, remember when we tried making lean or when we tried it and whatever? Maybe he remembers. Pink. He's a little bit older than I am, so he might remember better. I don't know. He's like only 2 years old. Like nothing.
That's
crazy
though. That's only like three ingredients.
To my knowledge,
it's only
yeah,
three
it's
ingredients.
Only three. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, it's just
very. It's the reason that it's not. It's you know. You can't really come by it often because you have to have the prescription. Yeah. Otherwise,
yeah, no,
it's
yeah.
just, you. Like you can still make it without it, but it won't be as strong. Because I just remember, like we didn't do anything crazy. We kind of like we made it, and then we're like walking around the neighborhood and just kind of talking shit. And I just remember getting really tired. And that's
yeah,
all.
It just gets it's you not, like yeah. lean the.
Like
fuck
yeah,
out.
We did it that one time, and
it's
I was just
so
like,
bad for your health though.
I don't
it's,
see the point.
It's so fucking bad for your health that promethazine. Like in places, there's certain places in Africa where. It's like the only thing they get high off of. Like it's so bad for your teeth that they use like those little chemistry tubes, right? They just put them in there in like a little shot glass. They drink it without it having it touch the you know their
teeth?
Mouth
yeah.
or their teeth. Yeah, that shit is crazy. Like it's still a thing. It's pretty popular to drink lean.
Honestly, I only heard about it this year.
That's
I hadn't heard about it before.
Lean?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
How have you not been exposed?
You probably to have heard of it. You just
well,
never,
I'm not big into the
drug scene.
Yeah,
I'm not. It's I've like never. Most... I am the furthest thing from being into the drug scene, but I mean, still like all over hip hop. At least like
that's true.
It is. Yeah. I you know,
what's
it's all embedded in the lyrics. I just never like went out of my way to figure out what it was.
That's actually a good point because now I don't remember the actual reasoning behind trying it. Actually, no. Now that I think about it, what. So the same guy that I was talking about earlier,
yeah.
mm-hmm. he's the one that brought it up. He's like, oh, I can get the prescription thingamajig because I know yeah. this guy, whatever. And I was just like, I mean, if it's not out of your way.
Yeah, go
I
through
guess,
the trouble.
You know.
Yeah, just
that's what
it.
I'm
if
saying.
No
that's
trouble.
Why I'm so
yeah.
surprised it's only three ingredients because that's not a lot. That's not going really out of your way or you have to run to you know several things.
Yeah,
or,
like a bunch of crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah. to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to bring up like parties and stuff, but I just want to know like, is that like the...
Well, even no, when I partied, I don't, other than alcohol,
yeah.
I don't do anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Like at parties, like when I used to go out and party, before like you could go out and party, the whole idea of like getting drunk before, right. Pre-gaming, like just meeting up with everybody, like a pre-game essentially just encompasses everybody getting ready to go out for the night. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And before, I used to love pre-gaming because it was like the best part. It's like you get drunk before, you show up to the party drunk, and you're already loose and you're having a good time. Like you don't want to be at the party getting drunk because that's kind of boring because then it's like, are you having fun? if you're getting drunk.
Do you know disagree with that, or you look kind of?
I do kind of disagree. I don't know.
I mean, what's a good party to you?
I hate partying.
You hate partying?
Yeah. I hate it. I hate house parties.
Uh-huh.
Anytime I'd go to the club, it was against my will.
Really?
Or like my friends would be like, "Yo, we're all gonna hang out. There's gonna be like this person and this person come." I'm like, yeah, you know. Or we're gonna go out to like we'll go to Lincoln Road.
Where?
Lincoln Road. So in Miami, there's South Beach.
Uh-huh.
South Beach, there's Lincoln Road. So yeah. Out here, it's sort of like Lincoln Road is kind of like
to South Beach.
Yeah,
I'm just familiar with South Beach Tow. Oh.
I think sort of a way. Lincoln Road is kind of like Hollywood Boulevard, except better.
Lincoln Road.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like it's got restaurants and it's got clubs and stuff, but it's a little bit more
like a main street.
No, it's. Damn it! I'm probably the wrong person to describe it to.
No, it's fine. You just don't like going to parties.
More upscale. What are we?
No, it's like it's just more chill. It's like there's like hookah bars and shit, and it's like you can just people watch, you know, because they have like outside seating and stuff.
Hollywood is kind of.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Except Lincoln Road's a little bit better because it's cleaner.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And Hollywood Boulevard.
I completely agree.
I haven't been to Hollywood Boulevard in a minute. I know
you're not missing anything.
Yeah, I know I'm not missing anything. No, yeah, like a good party for me, I like.
So you're, because I was gonna ask if you were more of a like I know
so a what
we're gonna go back to you more of a like kickback
yeah
kind of person.
For me it was always I enjoyed more like just hanging out not
the
going
small
crazy.
group
yeah. We'll go to the beach. Well, I'm more than happy to go to a restaurant with the, you know, everybody but not a club, not a huge house party, because I've done those, and even when you know everyone there, it's still like it can become fun, but it's not worth the hassle of like going. Because
even when we, you know, have had our ragers,
those I enjoyed.
Yes, because it was only like 5-6 people there, and it was just.
I would have really liked it a lot more if the randoms didn't show up that what's her face invited, but whatever. I still had fun because it was like even the randoms eventually sort of clicked with us, and then if they didn't, they were just like. For whatever reason, still in the party, but they were in the corner and we were just sort of.
That's kind of boring when people bring their own group of friends and then they don't mingle. Yeah, like, that's really fucking. Yeah. That's boring. That's fucking whack.
But I am that person. It's hypocritical, but whatever.
But that's how you become friends, though. I mean, like, you make new friends is actually by meeting people that you don't know.
Because usually there's drugs involved and stuff. It's a lot easier.
Not really.
You don't need drugs to make new friends.
Oh, I guess. No, but the thing for me
is... This is why you don't touch the stuff.
I know. Just I wasn't touching it. I don't know.
I know. Breaking it. You both were. Just leave it.
Yeah. No, Rick, when's the last time you went to a party? Or clubbing? Actually, no.
Clubbing,
it was
obviously. It was the last time I was here. But that's because of the pandemic.
Oh, that was
that wouldn't have been
January,
my choice.
Right?
Yeah.
January, yeah.
No, that was March.
We went out in March?
Well, I went out in March.
Yeah, it was March because I was already in
class.
Wait,
whoa. March? You went out...
Yeah, because when it started, when the pandemic started, I was actually in Arizona.
That makes sense.
A mutual friend. And then we went out.
And
it was still kind of like nobody knew where this virus was really going to go and that we were going to shut down for so long. So it was still a good time. People were still out there not caring and drinking and doing whatever. That was the last time I went out like... clubbing or to the bar, but I was at a house party recently, like 3 weeks ago. No, about a month.
What?
Ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, don't bring yourself out. I know, right?
Oh my god, don't you party? Care?
Yeah,
don't
dude,
you
well, murder somebody?
One, it wasn't here.
You were tested. I'm thing. Assuming. Hmm? Wink, wink.
You know, the wink, wink.
I was tested.
Yeah, I was tested. Yeah,
I'm definitely fine. And it also was with people that I knew.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like just, well, I met people there, but it wasn't like all just like I'm not going to go somewhere where I don't trust the people that are there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like if we would have essentially a house party or a kickback here, I already know. And I've, you know, although what the governor doesn't approve of more than like one household.
Dude, if like I got shot in the face right in front of me, I wouldn't bat an eye.
You guys shot what?
Did you hear about the most recent thing about him getting caught at the French restaurant?
Yes. He was in a restaurant.
That's the problem with being like in charge of anything. It's like if you're going to put rules out there, At follow least don't, your own yeah, rules. Follow your rules or make sure you don't get caught if you're not going to follow. And
if you're holding office, you should be setting an example. Like, at least be like, yo, I'm going to go out. I'm going to be inside somewhere. Rex,
your blood pressure.
It makes sense. It makes sense to me that, like, you guys know that how I feel about politicians. Like,
yeah, you love them. You want more government, I just more wish. Regulation.
No, but, like, for me, a solid party, like, now you can't have anymore. If anything, parties are going to get better because, you know, we're all so, like, oh, we have to make sure we're not in the same room and shit. But the people who are, like, so angst to be at a party are probably going to throw, like, a really good party. Not a house party, though. See, that's the thing. Like, a house party, like, if you invite a bunch of people and it's just all taking place in your house, that's no fun. Because people can just get lost in your house. And that's, I don't like that.
How big is your house?
Well, I would only throw a house party if I had a big house, is what I'm saying. I would rather throw, like, an outdoor party.
That's still technically a house party.
No.
If it's at your house, but it's, like, in the backyard, it's still technically.
Yes and no. I just wouldn't let anybody in the house unless they're going to use the restroom.
No, I think it's a yes.
Oh, okay. I understand what I'm saying? You're saying, what's his name, Newsom? This guy.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm just trying to.
Don't let anyone in your house unless everything's sanitized. Wear a mask.
Yeah, I'm trying to work around it.
Speaking of which, where's your mask?
No, yeah, so I would just rather throw one, like, outside. It's funny because, like, I've been, now that, so, like, for, like, the last 2 years I spent my life doing nothing, right? Because I was fucking depressed as fuck, and I'm like, yeah, I didn't go out and shit. I didn't go out to parties. I didn't really, like, hang out or whatever. But now, like, this year I was feeling a lot better, and now that I actually wanted to go out, there's nothing to do. I mean,
can't really go out.
Really though, like, there's really nothing to do. I started to really fall in love with, like, going out to nature hikes, you know, working out, and I was already a big fan of doing all that stuff. But now that, like, the quarantine has sort of made it obvious to people that if you live a very sedentary lifestyle, you're not going to live a very long life, right? Is that what sedentary is, right? The idea that you are not active, you're constantly sitting. Because unsedentary would be that you're active, you're doing stuff, and you're going out, and, you know, at least some kind of physical activity is in your routine. Now, for me, like, when I was in my junior year of high school, I gotta say those were some of the best parties I ever attended, because even though I was underage, like, unlike a lot of people who claim that they don't do things underage, I mean, there are a lot of people who are good and they don't, like, drink until they're in college or smoke until they're in college. You know, a lot of people don't do things until they get to college, because college, it being, like, this large, open kind of world where young people, right, they're essentially just kind of figuring themselves out. So I used to ditch, right, my junior period, my junior year, because I had lunch, I had, like, a lunch pass. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
So I could, like, leave and come back, but I'd never, I mean, sometimes I wouldn't come back. The point I'm trying to make is that, like, now I feel so much more responsible for the things I do. So with this whole COVID situation, like, wanting to be out or go to a party or doing something that, like, goes against the guidelines, it does make me be a little bit paranoid. Don't you feel, like, paranoid or something sometimes? Like, you're kind of like, oh, fuck, like, I forgot my mask. Or, like, you walk out of your house.
No, it's, like, because the only reason why I wear masks is not, and I've said this before, it's not for me. It's more for everybody else. Yeah, I'm being considerate to the people that actually, like, I just for me, in general, I don't get sick that often. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously the virus doesn't discriminate, so. Yeah. I could get it, but I'm just not worried about it. But I know that people are, so I'm not just going to be like, well, I don't care about it, so I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to follow the regulations.
Yeah.
Like, no, they're in place and they believe that this is what, you know, this will help mitigate the spread. Then I'm going to do everything I can.
Yeah. No, it's
more of like, I always forget that I have to wear a mask sometimes. Yeah. So I'll get, oh, you know. Yeah. We've gone to places and you're like, right. Oh, I forgot my mask. And then we have to come back to get your mask.
Yeah, yeah. No, for me.
Twice.
Yeah, that's how bad it's been. Because, like,
I've only been here for less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I'm so comfortable with being around people that I know, right? that for me, wearing a mask, to them, it's like, why are you wearing a mask?
It is weird that you forgot your mask so often, though.
That is strange, yeah. Right? Because we went out to eat.
Especially
right?
Sort of out here, I would think. Because on the East Coast, it's a little bit, it's more understandable, like, oh, fuck, I forgot my mask. Because over there, it's more people are actually living their lives.
Yeah.
And
living here.
I honestly don't want to living, talk too much. No, but you're right. You got a good point.
Because
like it's surprising for someone like me who like likes to follow the rules, not have his mask when it's necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
But that one time we went out to a restaurant on Sunday. We went out on Sunday to eat. After we had finished eating, I was closing out my...
time I was there, right?
No, we just recently... We actually were going to Best Buy, and it's when I got my phone. Mm-hmm. And I pull up to the parking lot, and I'm like, oh, I can park here. No, and then as I'm parking, he's like, do you have an extra mask? And I was like, no. And he's like, I forgot my mask. So thankfully, I had to make line, because there was a line outside. So I went to go make line while... someone went to go back home and get their mask.
Yeah, no, it was funny because someone scorned me. I walked into the restaurant. I immediately didn't realize I forgot my mask on because you can't walk in. We were outside, and I walk in, and the bartender immediately is like, "Sir, you can't walk in here without a mask." I'm like, "Oh, sorry," and then I put it on, and as I'm walking up, he's like, you know, all sarcastically, he's like, oh, yeah, I know, me too. I forget to put my mask on, even though it's only been 9 months.
You know, what's funny that it's good that you ran into somebody like that, because there are fucking idiots out there that are like, freak out, like, oh, my God, you don't have a mask. Get out, get out, get out. And it's so insane how they, like, overhype it.
He was freaking out. I could see it in his face. Oh, dude,
don't spare him. Tell him how crazy he was going then. Fuck dude, that
no,
guy.
No, that was it. But for him, since he's over dramatic, he's like, no, the underlining tone was that he was being an asshole. Which probably he wasn't. Really, he was just saying, really like, nice. You know, I forget.
No, he wasn't being nice because he said it so condescending in a way that, okay, you know, like that high pitched kind of gay voice where it's like, you know, they're like, you know, they get all up in your face. I'm not saying he was gay, but he made this voice that seemed to come off as like, oh, you're fucking stupid. Like, how could you forget to wear a mask? It's been 9 months. Like, everybody's doing it constantly.
I think that's how you felt.
That is how... Because that's what you're saying.
Yeah, but I don't think that's how he intended it to come out.
Man. Nah, he was...
I don't know, because... I'm not saying whether he's right or wrong, but the last... One of the places that I did work at when I was in Massachusetts... I don't know if you know that when I was working at the store.
Mm-hmm.
So the two that were working there with me... They had a very condescending undertone, but I don't think they detected it. So, like, anytime they would, like, tell me, like, oh, like, this is what's got to be done for the day, I'd be like, do you know how you're coming off to people right now? And one of them was a female, so I couldn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the other guy was an older dude, mm-hmm. and I was just like, dude, why are you speaking like this to anybody? Like,
mm-hmm. Some people don't. Some people honestly...
But you would think that it's somebody who's, like, in a higher position of power or somebody with, like, a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Then it's sort of understanding because it's like, not that you should be that way, but it's like...
No, they've never been told that just because of probably their position. Yeah. It's like nobody wants to say anything.
Yeah, but like when it's somebody that's like sort of regular person, you'd be like, yo, like you check them, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to do that to somebody who's like fucking whatever, you know what I mean? But
because I've ran into a plethora of...
These kinds of idiots.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Officers that always had this like... Mm-hmm. And it's like no one ever... told you, you know, that's please thank can, you or like can, watch how you talk to people.
That is funny to see somebody with no manners, you know, like
it's not even any manners, it's just they don't realize that they're being rude.
It's like in their mind, just being normal.
There is that thing where people,
that's why people like me exist.
Talk. Yeah. No, I've actually met like one or two people like that who have this like they don't realize they're not being respectful or condescending, am I just reading it wrong? Like, because somebody could be.
I don't know. I blame you for a lot of things. Like, I don't know. Depends on the situation.
Because I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't.
So there's a friend of mine that was sort of a friend before, but we started hanging out more,
mm-hmm.
and we were kind of talking about it, and he's the one that told me about it. He's like, "You're kind of a dick all the time."
Is that what he told you?
That's what he told me. Yeah, what? But I didn't realize it. I didn't know. I was just being the way I was.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then he's like, I don't remember what the fuck, what we were talking about, but he told me about it. He was like, yeah, you were being a dick to this person. I'm like, no, I wasn't. I was,
You're just being yourself.
Yeah, I was just being myself. I don't think I was being an asshole. Like, no. You don't hear it. I hear it all the time. Oh. And then since then, that sort of, because I like to think I have a lot of self-awareness, mm-hmm. unlike most people, especially in LA. And since he told me that, I have mm-hmm. adjusted it, because why would you want to be that person?
No, it's good to have a friend like that, a kind of a canary yeah. in the coal mine type thing, where...
That's all my friends. We check each other all the time.
Oh, that's what's up.
Good. It's healthy.
That's really healthy, actually. I understand, like, the same way for me, like, being self-aware. So when I tell
you something about your hair, it's sort of joking, but also, let's get you a stylist.
Let's get me a stylist,
Let's figure something out. Don't cut it, but let me take you somewhere.
Yeah, okay. That's not a bad idea, actually. I've been wanting to cut it for a while now. For those of you who've been keeping up with the show.
You say something, and it's it actually
gets I didn't know if you wanted through. To bring that in here.
I've been saying so many months.
See, it's because Grinch is being really nice to me, guys. You see what I'm saying?
See, that's the shift.
There you go.
You need that friend. You gotta be like, listen, don't be an alien.
I don't think I speak to anybody.
It's fun, but the thing is, it's weird how some people can pick up on it, because when I was in the Marine Corps, we had Sergeant Cruz, which is fine. I don't think it's a big deal, right? He was absolutely one of the best leaders ever, best leadership that we've had, because he's super cool. And mm-hmm. he knew, because, I mean, everybody gets in trouble here and there. Mm-hmm. So I got in a little bit of trouble for nothing big, mm-hmm. like being disrespectful to some retard that didn't mm-hmm. maybe cut that out. I don't know, but no, whatever. but he knew that I don't respond to, like, getting chewed out.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least in that capacity?
At the time?
Ever.
Ever, okay.
So, there are just people that you can't get through them
by
yelling or, okay. like, being disrespectful. You have to talk to them at their level.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
So, I was disrespectful to this. Oh, he had just picked up, so that was why, in part. So he just picked up the next rank, so he was, like, trying to... You know, yeah. flex some authority, whatever. And I was like, "You're stupid as shit, and you don't know how anything works. Shut the fuck up." And I've been here longer than you. I don't care that you picked up.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's different. If you knew the person, you would understand, because when you're in that sort of
environment.
Environment. It's like somebody could be a higher rank than you, but a lot of people are like, "I'm new here. Show me the ropes." Mm-hmm. Rank. It matters, but when it comes to, like, teaching you how things work in your job, then mm-hmm. it sort of doesn't really have an effect, right?
Yeah.
This didn't click with that person.
Yeah.
So when I was, like, shut the fuck up and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
He brought me in, and he was just like, everybody left, whatever.
Oh,
well, there's a few people in there.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you can't do that, man. He's a corporal now. You have to fucking, you got to respect him.
Dude.
Don't respect the person, respect the rank and this and that. And I was like, all right, yeah, I get it.
Interesting. Yeah, I've had situations like that too, where not necessarily having to do with rank, but like in social circles, like it's more like family, where I guess in Hispanic families, not saying that like being an elder doesn't make any difference, but like I've come to realize more that like there is a certain level of respect when it comes to your elders. Maybe not everybody feels that same way about family, but I've dealt with like a situation before where like an elder in the family is sort of taking the role of like essentially a godfather position amongst the whole family tree. And I know, right? Poor use of the reference. No, but in some ways, like without it being too personal,
you want to get personal on here?
Well, I find myself like trying to be more self-aware in the way that I talk to people, while at the same time trying to be sharper and wittier. And
you got to find that balance.
Right. It is a good balance. For me, I feel like I have to sharpen my vocabulary like on a constant basis, because like shit goes in one ear and out the other sometimes.
Whatever happened to the word of the day calendar?
The word of the day calendar? I have to find one. That's a good idea. I'll put it up on the back. And please find me one.
That's fine.
You know what to get me for Christmas now. But
I thought you celebrated Kwanzaa.
Same, they give gifts, don't they? They shower you with gifts, like 12 gifts or 12.
You tell me, I don't know.
They just give me 12 virgins or something, we should be fine.
That's the 12 nights of Christmas.
The 12 virgins? You get a virgin every 12 nights?
Is that really how Kwanzaa works?
I,
I'm sure whatever you're making up right now isn't real.
I thought that was like a whole thing in a certain religion where you get like 12 virgins
if you die. No, I'm pretty sure it's in the Muslim religion, right?
Oh, something like that.
Yeah, it's not an annual thing.
Yeah, it's not like, you don't just get more virgins. Get 12. You yeah. die, like you die once and then you get like 72 virgins when you go to heaven.
72?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot.
You could say that, or you can have a little culture and maybe look outside of your own little selfish mind.
I don't think I
can
handle more than, like, realistically, I could probably handle, like, 3 women at one time. Like, 3 women.
I don't think that's the point.
Like, solid, like, a solid 3 women. So, like, a foursome would be, like, right? That'd be possible. Like, how would I do it, right? I'd have...
No, I don't...
Like, one on me, one riding me, like, one sitting on my face, and the other one... the other two would be, like...
Do you want that? You want a chick to sit on your face?
What I'm asking for is, you know, doesn't matter what I'm asking for. But that's what I was saying. Like, I could potentially handle like 4.
You're gonna just brush my question off like that?
Well,
like,
what was your question again? I'm sorry.
You want a woman to sit in your face? You like that?
An old woman? No, a mature woman.
Did I say old?
No,
you said a woman. Okay, yeah. No, sorry. I thought I heard you say old. No, I would love a woman to sit on my face. Like, it's
weird that you're looking me in the eye when you say
and
that.
And I said that like straight.
Yeah. You're looking around the whole time. And then as soon as we get on topic, you like lock eyes.
It's because you're being a very good listener is the thing.
I do that. Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah.
I thought that's what you were asking for. Like, Grinch, I'm telling you. That's what I was thinking. That's what I want.
I could definitely go for a woman sitting on my face. A woman with a wagon, so obviously.
Forget the calendar. This is what this I is want. What for
this
Christmas.
Is what, yeah, something you could
forget about learning.
No, any of that.
Broadening your horizons.
If she got a wagon and you can park 10 tacos on that bitch, then we're in business. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah. Tacos? Is that what you're
saying? Tacos.
Oh, tacos. Like a truck. Oh, okay.
You could park 10 tacos on it. Yeah, it's a reference to a song. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I think it's a Big Sean or something or Tyga.
I don't remember.
It's one of the more popular ones. Yeah, where the fuck were we? I totally lost my train of thought where the fuck we were going with this. Oh, right. Being self-aware and shit. Yeah, no, like, I do think, like, being self-aware is important because you're absolutely right. There are a lot of people in California that are walking around with this bubble around their head and they're not necessarily, like, being, like, open-minded. Like, you brought up the mask thing earlier. It's like, yeah, just it feels weird to wear a mask. But I only wear it in places of private business because it's necessary and it's required. Like, if I go to the park, I'm not saying I'm going to wear a mask. To me, it's like, it's redundant because I'm outside and there's a lot else going on. And, you know, what we know about it now, I'm not an a virologist? But, you know, direct sunlight, vitamin C, vitamin D, these kinds of things help either mitigate it or, you know, prevent it from happening. But... You know, again, don't listen to us or me, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you.
Or whatever the fuck. Yeah. No.
Yeah, virology. The study of viral infections.
Yeah.
It's a weird word.
Virology. No, you know which one's a weird word? Lobotomy and phlebotomy. Those are weird. Right? Because they're two different things.
Never heard phlebotomy.
Yeah.
I could be... Right. The one is the one where you train by putting the needle in, and the other one is where you get your brain scrambled.
Because it's PH. I put F.
What the fuck?
Stupid ass shit.
Yeah, no.
It's not.
But what is the other one?
Well, the so
with the
phlebotomy
pH.
With the pH is when someone uses a needle to take blood from a vein, usually in your arm.
Oh, okay.
Also called the blood draw. So yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I had no idea you had to be trained to stick a needle in somebody. Because
are you serious?
I would think you have to be instead of just be like
do
try to find it.
Addicts train to.
Yeah, I don't think that's the main concern with a heroin addict.
Those guys got real precision, you know what I'm saying? Because they're hitting every vein.
No, they're not really worried about precision either, because if they miss, they just try again.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I think that's what they end up with, like, tracks.
Dude, you know what the worst thing is?
What is?
Have you been to medical and they have a new person?
No.
I have.
What does that mean?
So, when you're on a base, if you're in the military, whatever, you have the... I guess the on-base hospital, sort of. Although technically it's not, because they can't... Whatever.
They can't do certain things.
Yeah. They can't, like, actually do surgery on you, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they can do dental, like, oral surgery for you, whatever. But also, they draw blood and they do labs on base and stuff. And they'll have, like, people that are new and still in training that haven't actually, like, you know...
Practiced?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just sort of the way it is in the military.
Is it
scary? They'll have, like... like a new person and they'll have like their trainer there with them.
Shadowing them. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you just have your poor fucking regular dude, guy just, that's like just going, doing what he's told. Like, yo, go to medical today. You got to fucking, you need this. You need to get your labs done and all this stuff. And then you're kind of just sitting there with your arm and you don't know, you know, when the person's new because they have their, you know, superior or whatever teaching them. And then you're kind of sitting there and they're all nervous and they're trying to like do it really slow. And it's like, that makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
And I got a new person one time and I was half a second away from losing my shit on him.
Why?
Because she's like, she missed once.
Oh shit.
And then I was like, I'm going to fucking give you one more chance. And if you ruin it, get the fuck away from me.
Are you
me.
Not a fan of needles?
It's dude, nobody likes getting fucking any sort of injections, but also it's not even, I just, why would you want an untrained person stabbing you with a needle? No, I believe you. I feel you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, she got it on the second try, but like after that, I was like, I'm never, don't ever fucking give me a new person again. I will fucking lose my shit.
Yeah, because having blood drawn is already,
it's already like
uncomfortable and something you don't want to do.
But. Is it weird that I enjoyed it when I would do it? I would donate blood?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, it's not, I get it. Like, you're sitting there with a needle in your arm.
Because enjoying giving something and, you know, trying receiving. To, like, maybe saving somebody, but
yeah,
you
no,
just
I,
like people poking needles.
Nah,
yeah, and I that's kind of weird. Was, I don't think he was doing it because he was, like, happy to help somebody. It was more for just his own pleasure. Like, I like the needle. Yeah. And I like it taking my blood.
So it's funny because it was more for my pleasure. I
there you he was go. Just UCLA, like, do it again. Slower this time.
UCLA would come by. And I used to get paranoid, too, because I used to get high at the time. And I was like, oh, shit, they're probably not going to take my blood. They're going to check it, and they're going to be like, are your THC levels
He would high? Be one of the like the guys that we passed by in line for the sneakers.
Oh, my God.
That's absolutely. How he would be for our blood drive.
100%. Waiting in line to get,
yeah, no,
wait,
I would,
waiting
I would,
to get your fix.
Yeah, no, they would give us free movie tickets, right, when people used to go to the movies. They would give us free movie tickets, snacks and stuff.
Yeah, the Red Cross, they give you like cookies. And
yeah,
all
yeah, no,
shit,
but it would be a UCLA thing. It would be UCLA blood drive.
Is that on the Office episode?
Yeah, yeah. It is in the Office, but it's funny because it actually is.
Yeah, and they like give you a bunch of they give you sugary
movie
snacks
tickets and all that shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is fun. On my Instagram, if you follow me, you can check it out. I have those posts where I went back like 3 times to go get blood because giving blood is cool, and like for me I was getting free tickets, you know, like, hey, free tickets.
He's trying and to get some cool points.
Yeah, they were pretty dope. I mean, well,
I give blood, everybody recognize me.
Yeah, I try to take that the cotton swab or the cotton ball.
Yeah, I just take an extra one.
No, I mean, no, I would try to take it off as soon as possible whenever I had
blood
drawn.
I would,
you're such
no,
a big
I'm saying
guy.
Like,
look at
I
you
would,
big
so
man,
I would,
big strong man. He's
it's
like,
not
I
a strong
this.
Man. I just don't like, because then like, they treat you different when you come back. And it's like, oh, you can't do certain things because, oh, you just had your blood drawn, so
oh, yeah,
don't
sure.
go. And
I mean,
I don't,
well,
I didn't, I was.
It's still a pretty good idea to sort of take.
Yes, I just didn't like people telling me what I can do or can't do.
Yeah, no, fucking, it's funny. I can't look at a cotton ball anymore and not think of that scene from Elf with Will Ferrell. Where he just eats all those cotton balls while he's waiting in the in his office.
I haven't seen that movie in
I just didn't like it. It was just too stupid for me.
It was really stupid. But Peter Dinklage is in the movie, now that I think about it. And he was okay in it. Anyways, no, yeah, I just can't think of cotton balls without him, without Will Ferrell. Like, just wanting, he's just eating them, right? He's sitting in those waiting rooms when you're waiting for the doctor to come in. And he sees the cotton jar, the jar full of cotton balls. And him eating them, they just look so satisfying. Like little bundles of like... Like whatever cotton...
Are you thinking of like cotton candy?
Yeah, like I just imagine them being like these soft little cotton candy balls of marshmallow.
I hate the texture, like the feeling of it between your fingers. You ever take a cotton ball and just sort of like squeeze it like between your fingers? Oh, it's the worst.
What? Oh my God, you, that sensation?
I hate it. Oh my God.
That's funny. That sensation when you feel like something really coarse or smooth and it's like... Gives you, it sends a signal across all your nervous system. You're like, ooh, what was that? It's like getting it's like when a girl licks the tip, you know, that sensation, right? When it like, when her tongue hits the back of your shaft, and you know that sensation just runs through your body. You know what I mean?
The back of like, you mean like sort of the mushroom capillary or the
yeah,
back?
Like where the G spot for most
is
men.
That the feeling that you get?
Wait, what? The G spot
no,
in your ass, bro?
I know. That's, is that really a thing? Is that really in the ass? Is
yeah.
I don't believe it.
Why?
Because I don't want to believe that.
You don't want to believe science?
I don't want to believe that our orgasmic spot is located in our ass.
Here we go.
I don't want to stick my finger up there.
No, no, no. Don't listen to science.
Don't listen to science. Science isn't real. Just test it. No, what the fuck? Why would God do something like that?
Do you want to take like just 2 minutes, get like some butter and go to the bathroom and tell us if you find it and then come back?
We'll wait.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we can.
It's funny you said. It's funny you say that. The last time we recorded, remember we left that in at the end.
Oh yeah, the
just put your finger in the ass, yeah. And then that was funny. Yeah, no, I
can't believe you left that shit in.
I thought it was funny.
I think it was funny too.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, that's a quick.
It's a strong way to start
Or end. No, it was the way we ended.
The end?
Oh, yeah. If anybody made it that fucking far, I swear to God, you fucks, you'd be watching. We know you're watching, and you get to like the 10 minute mark, and you're like, oh, I'm done with these fuckers.
Your blood pressure.
I think just for that moment, if you remember the part, just turn his volume down.
And oh yeah,
just disregard this part.
Yeah,
he's going on his little rant.
Yeah,
like we appreciate it though that you guys have been like. What has it been like? It's like four people who watch us. Like I really, we're gonna make something special for you. I've been thinking about us doing like a
for all
like,
four of you.
Yeah, like a founders thing, like where we make T-shirts, but we number them, you know, so that like we put the number like somewhere like on the sleeve, and we get like the first. We get the first batch, right? We get like 1, 2, 3. And, you know, the founders group, they'll all have a shirt with a WCF logo on it. And, you know, you'll only get that shirt if you were one of the first, what, like, I don't know. What
this is him just ranting.
We're not trying to make any promises right now. I mean, this is what I would love for us to do.
Even if we have four people that actually watch this shit.
Yeah.
Still far from, we're still very far from selling merch.
But we should also make the announcement. We will finally be uploading the audio to most audio platforms. When I say most, we're starting with Anchor. If you're familiar with Anchor, Anchor is a really cool site where we can upload for free. They do the rest of it. They do the rest of the work for us. This is not an ad for them, but I've used them in the past and they're pretty cool. They are a little bit expensive in terms of how much they charge us. It's like 20% they take from us, just full disclosure. It doesn't really matter. And then Spotify as well. Spotify, we could do the free thing where we can upload and still at the same time. I think they're about to allow us to upload videos on Spotify as well. I know that they've been working on a feature like that, so I'm not totally sure when that's coming up. But if we can do that, we'll put them up on Spotify. And we'll put them up on, you know, Anchor and Apple Music. I don't really use Apple Music. Do you guys use Apple Music? I know you guys are iPhone people.
I just did the switch, so to me, I'm still using Spotify for right now.
Yeah, I don't use it. A friend of mine uses it who was just visiting here, and on the car, every time we'd be riding along. So I'm DJing, obviously, in the passenger seat, and it was just really, I don't like the system.
The system for the Apple Music?
Yeah. It's easier to just use
it. What really is the difference between like Spotify and that? Because I pay for Spotify, so I have all the...
I think I like Spotify better, I think.
Yeah.
Because I used to have it, but I like forgot the password a million years ago. So I didn't pay for it. I had the free one, but I haven't used it since. I just remember that Spotify was more user-friendly, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that Spotify can choose to like completely suppress somebody's music, like an artist or something? Right, because they have these playlists that are curated by whoever works at Spotify, and they put together these playlists of like the hottest music. So like before, you know how you could be on the radio, and if your song or music was on the radio, that was like a great hit, and like it'd be played over and over, which things like that still happen on the radio. But apparently on Spotify, like they like can just suppress people's music. Like if you're a very, like Tekashi 6ix9ine, for example, like he's obviously the biggest controversy.
Why is that a problem?
But suppressing somebody's music
it's their platform.
I think it's a slippery slope. This is just really my slippery train of thought. It's like, well, if they can, but actually it's not that big of a problem, really, now that I think about it, because that's what radio does, right? Because you pay for that privilege, and these playlists where the most popular songs are. Rap Caviar is one of the more popular ones that I'm familiar with, where they have all like the freshest artists and stuff. That is where, that's like the new radio. Like if you're in that playlist, you're booming. Now, it's not that I have an issue with it, because I listen to a lot of music, but I just thought it was interesting that Spotify is becoming the new radio, right? Because like you can, I don't really listen to like up and coming and new artists. Recently I started to, But I just thought it was an interesting thing because, like, that happens a lot in other places, right? Like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, where certain things are, you know, not, what is it, like, pushed? How do you call, what do you call it when you do something online? When you spread it around or whatever? So I got a term for it. I forgot.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting that, like, Spotify can just choose to do that, right? Because they did that with R. Kelly, right?
I know that fuck R. Kelly, man.
Yeah, fuck R. Kelly. What are you going to do?
Piece of shit.
Yeah, and
By the way,
what about Michael Jackson?
I never actually fucking liked him. He's like one good song, and everybody tries to make this big deal. Like, oh, he's such an incredible singer. Like, not really.
It sucks because how do you separate the art from the artist? And
it's not even that. It's that even I didn't even like his music that much. Like, what's a good song? Well, besides?
We're talking Ignition. About like for that those that did good. Like his music. Mm-hmm. We're talking about for those people that did like his music. Oh,
okay, fine. I guess
then it's very hard to separate. Like, oh, I want to listen to this song, like, but I hate that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently the whole Michael Jackson thing. Did you guys ever watch the documentary?
Or something like that, right? That, like, with his controversy and everything, like, people probably were like...
Allegations.
Yeah, the allegations. Yeah. People didn't really want to support him. However, the music is still good. Yeah, so it's like, tough. What do you do?
He dated Elvis Presley's daughter, right? What was her name?
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Jackson did?
Yeah, yeah. Right, am I got this right.
That might I don't know.
His daughter.
Down the gossip lane that I would know. But
No. That's... I'm surprised because I know this because I grew up listening to Michael Jackson a lot. I even had some of his VHS like music videos because I remember like my mom put me on and she was like, oh yeah, his music videos are like, they're like small movies. And I remember one of them.
I hated that.
Really?
You didn't Drake's like doing
his
that
music
now,
videos?
Yeah. Like when they're too long. Like I'm like, I'm not here to watch a short film. Like,
that's interesting. Yeah,
I'm here to like listen to the music and like see what the video is. But like,
I've stayed away from music videos for a long time, so I only know a couple. Mm-hmm. But I feel if the music video isn't good, it ruins the song for me because then that's all
really?
I see. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. There's this reggaeton song, El Farsante.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't date. They were married.
That right? They were married. I said date. I'm sorry. Dating is like the new thing.
Well, they dated.
And then they got married.
They just told each other, hey, you want to get married?
Like, he must have been fucking mad.
Unless it was an arranged like, or a marriage yeah, or, exactly. yeah.
Yeah, because just like a final thought on that. Like, apparently one of the allegations against him, one of the people who accused them of whatever, like, he dropped the case or whatever. Like, he lost that case. Like, whatever he was trying to prove, like, it didn't pan out. One of the two people that was... That was part of that big documentary, right? Escaping Neverland or whatever it was called. Leaving Neverland, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. But his... Like, for me, like, I can still listen to Michael Jackson's music and just push whatever those allegations were. I mean, like, we don't know. They were just allegations, right? There's no, like...
I don't... Look.
Yes,
I don't,
ignore.
If you, look, if you
ignore
like
the allegations.
If you like the song, listen to the song. Like,
who yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, if you like the song. Yeah, if you like... If
I don't
you
know,
like,
it's tough.
It's not like... Well, because if there's like a
well,
new person... If
I
there's
mean,
a new person who had all this stuff like coming out as they were like becoming like more and more popular, mm-hmm. obviously they would never make it. Yeah. But it's when it's something like his case where he was mega popular and then this sort of stuff started coming out about all the allegations and stuff, mm-hmm. then it gets really tough
yeah.
to like separate it. But
well, his... like, and there's right now like a lot of...
And there are still people that deny it, too. Yeah. Which
deny
is crazy.
What? I'm sorry.
Michael Jackson.
Oh right, yeah. They just like straight up. Well, yeah. The same thing with Bill Cosby. Like there.
That's
are people...
what I was about to say. Because there are a lot of people.
Yeah, but who's denying the thing with Bill Cosby?
No, there are people. There are people who are like, okay, so this is the thing.
But it ruins the show. You know what I'm saying? That was
fuck
like...
that show.
Well,
I actually
for,
never
again,
really
for
watched
people
it.
That
I used to
liked
clear.
It.
I,
not
no, I
just
did
you.
Like it. I used to watch it all the time on Nick at Night and all that shit.
Really?
That,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh man, every fucking day. Weekdays or whatever. You
yeah,
because I mean?
They stopped rerunning it. And
yeah, they stopped running.
Yeah.
I'm sure
they're never
it's probably still. No, now it's probably not showing, but it was still like running for a very long time.
Yeah,
probably
yeah, yeah.
Cut it off
like,
of everything once
yeah.
all that shit started coming to life. But I did used to like the show, but now it's kind of different with him. I don't know.
Because if you go like, back and watch it, like people that say that, like you can pick up on things about
what's
going
saying,
on.
That
yeah,
ruins
probably.
It already. Like yeah. you wouldn't be right. able to go if you enjoyed watching it. And now you hear all these allegations, then, you know, obviously the whole...
Well, hopefully the four people that listen, you know, don't feel that way like you do, because otherwise they just won't see Tenet.
I didn't say anything bad about.
Yeah, but we pointed out a lot of flaws, I think. Not all of them.
Yeah, but it wasn't anything to do with like the.
He just doesn't like
the actors themselves or like the director, where it's like they've been in shady people in general.
Right.
It's if you just look at it from an art stand-up, you know, point of view, then yeah, we did say something that was, you know, some things, it wasn't that bad. It was just our opinion. But what I'm saying is, like, for Bill Cosby, people might have enjoyed that show. And then you hear all this stuff, you see this all go down. And then it's like, well, now I can't see the show the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not able to separate the actor from his personal, like, his personal his, life his to
predatory,
his work.
His predator side.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that they talk about for any aspiring actors like myself is... teachers will tell you, you have to separate the character from yourself. You can't judge the character. Because, like, imagine being a regular, being somebody and, you know, you're asked to play Joker. Nobody's going to, I mean, there will be people that are going to cause, like, insane, hideous crimes like what he did. But you as the actor, you can't judge that because you have to try to portray it the best way you can.
Mm-hmm. So. That's interesting. I've never heard that before.
I figured separating yourself from
because like some of the best actors are a little crazy, right? If you think about it, because how do you maintain a certain level of like
discipline?
Yeah, like you said, like separating yourself from a character that you play, and at the same time living a normal life. Well, you don't live a normal life if you're a really good actor, right? Like, I just assume people like Johnny Depp.
Why?
Because. It's like, I can understand the idea of having an ego.
But the thing about like, all right, it's not, all right, not regular. Like obviously like somebody who works a 9-to-5.
That's the only thing I agree with him. And that is that the regular part, he's right. Like you wouldn't be able to do a 9-to-5 or like be able to go to your house and just like go get groceries or something like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
That part of your life will change.
Well, no, you'd be surprised. I mean, because I heard.
There's some actors that try to do it, right?
And but it's like still do
to
it too.
Be. Like, to not be bothered. It'd be like me walking down the street.
Some people can pull off. Because like Samuel Jackson, who's obviously super fucking famous and everything. I've heard him talk about like, yeah, I still go to the grocery store. I go to the park and walk around and all this shit. It's like, yeah, nobody bothers you.
Yeah, but he's the coolest black person I know. And at the same time, it's
what
like.
What do you mean?
No, because he really
I
is.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing.
He's that motherfucker. You know, he's that dude. He's,
he's that motherfucker.
He's that motherfucker. No, he's really, he's a real badass.
It's the one that says bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker. Like I feel like there are like Keanu Reeves. He's you know he's one of those people who claims to
it's
be
just
regular.
The amount of hey, those that
on,
are
I
like normal.
How you said that. Why did you have to? I'm sorry. I'm very. I apologize. Wait. Why did you have to say it like that? Keanu Reeves claims he's like this normal or whatever. Fuck.
Because I do.
What
believe,
was that about? What did he do to you?
No, because I feel like
you've got one of his movies sitting right there.
No, I love him. Don't get me wrong.
Shit?
He's breathtaking. What I'm saying is like it's. I believe
which is
that,
an excellent film.
I believe he can excellent. Be a regular person. I just think that there is this level of like, you know, everybody knows you're Keanu Reeves, but you have to pretend like you're separating yourself from Keanu Reeves and you're trying to be like your regular self, right?
So you just think he's being fake when he goes out?
No, I actually don't think he's being fake, which is really funny to me because I've seen him in a lot of interviews and stuff and never once does it come off as like him trying to think of a, like a witty answer. I think he's just
being
himself.
He's just a nice guy.
He really is just a genuine guy. And isn't it due to like his unfortunate tragedy, right?
Yeah,
I don't want to bring it up either, but I just want to make sure if you're aware, right, of what happened.
I don't want to bring it up, but
it's not our place.
I'm gonna bring
no,
it up.
It's not our place I to bring because for me, that's just where I thought a lot of that came from. Like
absolutely,
yeah, I thought a lot of that came from like him being like a different person. Yeah, I mean everybody handles loss differently, but you know I'm sure if that had a lot to do with it. I mean he's a really chill person.
Change
I mean I've never met him.
Subject.
I know, right. But yeah, being an actor, I'm sure like just trying to be yourself and then like being a really hardcore actor, like a method actor, like what Heath Ledger did, obviously. Why do we keep talking about dead people?
Well, it's,
that's not what I meant. I meant like, just, you don't have to get into detail about his dark past.
Who's?
Keanu Reeves, you know?
No, I was talking about Heath after that, but,
Even then it had nothing to do with the character.
I've heard rumors that the Joker role is...
It didn't, yeah, and all right.
It's just a rumor, but...
What rumor?
About, like, that's what drove him crazy, and that's what him to, like...
Heath Ledger?
Take his life, which is, like, that... It really had nothing to do with the character, at least from what...
Help.
Yeah, it probably didn't, but it also wasn't, like... from the people that spoke about him, like, you know, after he was done with the movie and started working on something else, it was like, no, he was just, you know, he was done with that part. And that was it.
Is it fucked up to say that, like, him dying
probably
is, like, for the role of the Joker, like, that he
Joker. Didn't die for that, though.
No, I'm saying...
That's what I'm saying. He had already started another project, which he was, like... Which was it? He was in a... It was...
if you could pull it up real quick. Yeah,
something of Doctor...
Doctor Strange?
No,
Doctor...
Isn't it Doctor Strange?
Doctor who?
No.
He's British, right?
The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Yeah.
What a great name. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was in that one. Yeah.
It was a long name, so I was like, I'm not in that movie. Johnny Depp was in that movie. The guy that was just in Spider-Man.
Miles Morales. Funny because the thing.
No.
Tom Holland was in that movie?
No. The Mysterio.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yep. He was in that movie as well.
Love Jake Gyllenhaal.
He was?
Oh, yeah.
He was Mysterio.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking
about in that movie.
Outrageous Imaginatarium.
No.
What is it called?
Boy, there's a lot of heavy hitters in here.
Yeah, there was a lot of people working on that movie. Wait, my favorite, and they finished the movie.
Yeah, my favorite Heath Ledger movie is...
I think he passed in the middle of...
Yeah, so what they did was that's why they casted more...
Oh, shit. Okay, see, I didn't
but
know.
He already... No,
they changed the editing of the movie so that he's still in it, but like after he passed...
Because he is still in the end.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the subject of dead actors, like I don't like what they did to Leia, to Carrie Fisher, rest in peace. But like... It's such a shit show without getting off on a rant about Star Wars. But I don't... Even though they got permission from her family to put her in the last film, they should have done something else. That's just my opinion on that.
What would you have done differently?
They should have... Like, there should have been a time skip where she dies or something. And then just pick up the story with the rebellion, like, on their last, like, hope. Right? Like, that would have been like a clever.
Well, what did you have an issue with how did it?
Obviously, it's just unfortunate that she passed away, and that we never really got to see Han, Luke, and Leia in the same fucking room with Chewie also, which is one of the biggest. Like it looked.
Well, that wouldn't have happened anyways, even because before she passed.
Please don't talk shit about my movie. What I'm saying is,
it wouldn't have happened. I mean, if you look at the first that the episode what. 7?
She was in that one, yeah. 6 and 7.
No, she was. What I'm saying is... No, 7, 8, and 9 that came out.
Right, yeah. 7, 8, and 9.
So, 7, Han Solo dies.
So, yeah, that
they
was
wouldn't
expected.
Have been together.
That was expected.
That's what I'm saying. They wouldn't have been all together anyways because she doesn't pass away until later, but they already have killed Han Solo's character off by that point.
See, look, and that's another
so
issue.
So that has nothing to do with her final role in the final movie.
No, but see, that's another issue because they did meet up, right? They see each other, Han and Leia. They meet up in the first right of the new trilogy.
But Luke hadn't been introduced.
Luke had not.
So none of them passed. All three of them were not together.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, they had to have... They didn't. And that's what one of the parts that pisses me off most. Because, like, I cried when Luke died, realizing that they're never going to get a scene together. Right? He never...
With who?
With Han, Chewie.
Han was already dead by that point.
So yeah, but by the logic of Star Wars, you can come, you're still alive after you die in the forest. Which is stupid to me. Because at the end, they show Luke and Leia, you know, alive in the Force realm.
Uh-huh.
And to me, it's like, okay, if you have the power to fucking survive a missile attack, Leia, and, you know, come back, you don't have the power to communicate to Han. Like, is there some heaven that he went off to or something? Like, that's just the logic for me. That's like, why couldn't we get them all in the same room before they decided?
So you would have wanted them together all whenever, you know, like, because I believe, I haven't rewatched the last one because it was just a train wreck. But... I believe towards like at the end it was like Yoda, Obi-Wan.
That's the episode. That's episode 6. At the end, they edited. What's his
name?
No. Anakin?
They did it in the. They did it in the.
They did. It was just Leia. And
episode
Luke.
6. No, that's not episode 6.
Yeah. The last new Return of the Jedi. Yeah, Return of the Jedi. They're partying with the Ewoks.
No, that's not the one that I'm talking about. Just
the
new
1983.
No. Oh, yes, 1983, yes.
I'm talking about the new movies. They did the same thing.
They did, but they didn't show the rest of the people. They just showed Luke and Leia and their old selves.
Yeah, I'm done. We would have to rewatch this to.
Wait, no, because you're telling me it happens at the end of the film, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, they get Yoda comes back in, you know, the Force.
I'm cool with watching all the Star Wars movies if that's where we're going.
I know, I have the whole collection. No, yeah, except the last two.
It's all about you. It's all about you. You have to throw that out.
Yeah, just to be clear, I don't have the last two because they don't exist.
Well, they exist. They're on Netflix.
I believe they exist. They're shitty, apparently. I just consider them like epilogues. You know how like an epilogue is kind of like an afterword or whatever. I just think that. That's what
it's in the title.
You have to just accept them.
I can't. I don't. I remember I wrote a really long Twitter rant.
He's not the only one, though.
No, yeah. I understand. But so if you're even if you don't like what they did with it, mm-hmm. if you're a fan of the franchise, you're going to have to take the L's. I'm sorry.
Yeah, whether you like it or not, that's part of the problem. The
problem is that like, I'm going to be a grown-ass fucking man by the time they make another good Star Wars film. I know The Mandalorian is good.
It is very good.
And
Bill Burr's in it.
Huh?
Bill Burr's in it.
Yes, he is in one of the episodes.
Yeah, I think he's in a few.
He's in the first season.
Yeah.
He's in the first season. He's like one of the bounty hunters.
I
know he's in
there. I just can't picture him in what...
Bill Burr has come a long way, for sure.
He's the best.
He is really good. For me, he's like one of the freshest comedians on the scene. I mean, he's not the freshest. What I mean is like he's risen.
Because he's been around.
No, he's been around. What I'm saying, like he's risen to what is it? He's got like good notoriety around him now. Because he's like this... He's one of these new... He's like brought comedy to where like this not is just new. This is just my take where like where he's just like calling shit out, you know, like, you know what I mean, like he's calling people
that's
out.
What he's been doing
he's been doing that for a long forever, time
yeah but now because he was on SNL right mm-hmm. and that SNL skit
man I thought that was great
right
I that thought was it was so good. Funny but the I audience seen Dave wasn't Chappelle. He was just on wasn't there. Registering with the audience
yeah it's just what I'm saying that's what I'm saying like he was like they were afraid to laugh. Right?
Yeah, I hate that.
That was weird. It's like, so how do you annoying. Go watch a show about comedy and be afraid to laugh? And they let him basically almost say whatever he wanted, right? I think he say whatever he wanted.
He said what he wanted to say. And then as I was watching that, I was just like, I mean, I think it's funny, but obviously the crowd sort of doesn't. So it's probably, you know, those
you can almost feel the tension, right? You could almost feel like there are these people in the crowd that are like, oh,
I was on his side for it the whole time. I was just like, dude, you're absolutely being funny. These people are like, yeah, they're scared because they think like, oh, God, the boogeyman's going to come out and like.
Yeah, like, oh, the thought police is going to be like, oh, shit. Like, they got me thinking the wrong idea about
if
people.
If something is funny, it's funny, okay?
Yeah, don't it was fucking, yeah, like, don't.
Well, they're just self-conscious about themselves. I mean, that's
all
exactly.
it is.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
It's
so stupid.
No, Bill Burr, great guy. You know, he is, I do like his rants.
Great comic. I don't know him personally.
Yeah, that's all awesome. The only thing that I would have changed
sure
about that.
I'm sure he is a regular dude. Yeah,
I listen to a lot of him on podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't listen to him a lot when he had hair, but now that he has no hair, I listen to him a lot.
That's
more.
A really drone.
That's what the driving force is.
It's like pre. Yeah,
you can't have competition with the hair. You're like, I'm only gonna listen to Paul.
No, it's just how I remember things.
Like Joe Rogan
I think so that's why you think.
No, Joe Rogan. I
that's
don't...
why he's new, right? Because you're like, who's this bald guy?
Oh, this guy's bald. Yeah, I'm gonna start liking him now.
Yeah. Bill Burr with hair. I'm not saying he wasn't good. I just remember Bill Burr with hair. Like, I'm like,
in my opinion, he was funnier back then than I think he's funny now. I just think he was funnier back then.
Yeah,
I think he's getting better and better.
I wouldn't know.
That's because I think it's just more because almost I don't know what I've seen is comedians now are really taking the which I'm pretty sure you love all the political stuff. That's where some of their material is really coming mm-hmm. from.
Yeah. Do you know what?
And that's why I think people are afraid to laugh is because they're more self-conscious about like if I laugh about this, then I think the same way. Mm-hmm. And that might not be. Right for some reason to not have your own opinion is not right, which is kind of weird because you know, America stands on the whole. You know,
I think it is. If you don't, wait. So will you repeat that again. Sorry, I want to make sure my thought comes out.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. Repeat that. Just say the last thing you said about whatever you were just saying.
Oh, like people shouldn't have their own.
Why
like,
am
opinions
I talking?
Or some shit like that.
No, what I'm saying is, what did I say?
Oh,
exactly.
Play this back. No. It's just, okay, so people were afraid of laughing.
Yeah.
Because if that issue that he might have brought up that was funny, mm-hmm. but there still have like an underlining issue there.
Mm-hmm.
Like even though it's comedy, mm-hmm. there is like sometimes a message whether the comic meant it that way or not, but mm-hmm. that's how people take it.
Mm-hmm.
So if that message.
That is so annoying, by the way.
Well, it is.
Like especially like hearing comics talk about that, like they make a joke And it's like, that doesn't mean like that's what they believe.
Correct. It's, you know, the way their mind works that it's funny.
Exactly.
But when people listen to it, like it might be an actual thing. And they're like, I don't want to laugh at that because, like, I don't want to seem like that. I am agreeing with this.
God, which
the whole point of comedy is just me entertaining you. And if you think something's funny, even if you don't like agree with it, right? If I hear like, I don't know, a joke about a gay person that might be a bit offensive.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing at the actual, like, that's offensive. I'm laughing that it came out funny. Yes.
Yeah. I'm laughing.
I will laugh at, sometimes. Well, yeah.
It's funny. So, look, some things are just funny when they're offensive. And it's like, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It's like, no.
No, but it's like when people laugh at that, even if it's not, even if it was offensive, let's just say, because, you know, offense is taken, not given. So something that you may say may not offend me, but may offend him, and vice versa. It just depends how the person takes it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why people say, oh, I took offense to that. It's because that's how you received it.
That's why everything, when I try to make you laugh, and I want him to take offense.
That's exactly.
There. That is a funny thing, right? I think that's happening more and more often now, where someone, you're talking to somebody, and someone out of fucking nowhere is like, I'm offended by that.
Yeah, and that's like that's none of your business.
It's really weird. It's really strange that
and if you took offense to that, walk the fuck away.
Yeah, like it's... For me, it's always...
Yeah, like, I don't understand. I'm sorry to cut you off, you do rant anyway, but, you know, like, I haven't witnessed it myself, because since I got here, all the comedy clubs are, like, shut down and shit, but, like, the whole idea, like, behind the hecklers that really commit to heckling, what are you doing? Like, why are you trying to, like...
That's a good point.
You're trying to, like, steal this person's thunder.
They're
like,
just not giving enough performing. Attention.
Yeah, like, they're the ones that are performing. Mm-hmm. You're not. If you want to go up there and think that you're funny, why don't you sign up for the 5 minute spot and see if you can go up
there?
They're
the most selfish people.
It's so insane
in this world, because
it's weird.
You're not only, it's one thing to be like, I don't think you're funny, so I'm gonna heckle you, and then you get back and forth with it. But when there's an audience, you're just ruining it for everyone else, because they didn't come to see you; they paid to come see the comic. Yeah,
hopefully the comic is good enough to like turn that shit around, right? You know, because there's some people can really turn a heckler around and put them on their ass.
Sometimes you get a pretty good heckler that might even stump some of the best comedians. Like, oh, damn it! All
right. Now you know what would be funny if we call our followers hecklers, right? Because if they're just constantly telling us what the fuck to do or say.
No. Or anyways, like, you were saying about subject change.
No, yeah, calling them hecklers, that'd be funny.
What were we talking about?
I said you said something about subject change. I don't know.
Yeah, like what Lady Gaga calls her fucking fans little monsters.
Oh yeah, she does call her fans little monsters.
I don't know if she still does.
Whatever she calls them. No, yeah. What happened to the list you wrote? You told me you had a list of things you wanted to bring up.
That's actually the opposite of what I said. I said I don't have anything.
No, what the fuck were we talking about the other day? I was gonna bring it up. That shit was hilarious. I was like, oh, I'll bring it up tomorrow. It was about having parties and like the one. That we were at Pampa's, we were eating, and you're like, oh, I wanted to bring something up, and you were like, oh, what the fuck?
I never said that.
No.
Let the record show.
Let the record show.
Come never said any of that.
Can you read that back, please? No, yeah. You know what really grinds my gears? Washing clothes. Right? Like, women must have women must have a really hard time, because, like, I don't have laundry.
What?
I don't have... No, because, like... clothing items, right? They're all like, oh, you have to find a way to... You have to clean things... Right, a certain way, like darks with darks, whites with whites, and you know, mixed colors.
Can I tell you? I've never done that once.
Really?
I throw everything together.
Okay, see, this must be just a guy thing.
It comes out perfectly fine.
Because I know women, right? Most of the women that I've dated, they're all like very anal about the way you wash your laundry. Like, you have to do things, and you can't, like, I've never lived with a girl, but like, I could imagine that, like, if she told me to do laundry and she's like, oh, yeah, can you also do my laundry? I would fuck it up, right? Because I know that, like, there's ways to wash something, right? Like,
what was the air quotes for?
Because I agree with you. Like, as a dude, I'm just like...
No, but there are ways.
There are ways.
Without the air quotes.
Because it's weird. It's weird to me because, like, I'm not, like, super into... I am super into clothing, but I'm not, like...
Yeah.
Clearly. But I'm not, like, super, like...
Same shirt every episode.
I just don't know how to take care of clothing, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, if you like, it's asking for delicate wash, cotton wash, hot wash. I'm like, it's
just like, put it all in warm, and it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, like just I
put
was
it in the warm water,
right down the middle.
It's a happy medium.
Yeah, I googled it. It's like, you know, if something is dirtier than normal, use hot, like the hottest water setting. And for dark clothing, it's cold water. Mm-hmm. Delicates uses like lukewarm water, and then, you know, depending on what kind of material it is, you either dry it, air dry it, or you fucking, you know, you throw it in the tumbler, in the dryer or whatever. But for me, like, as a dude, I don't think too much about, like, oh, I gotta make sure I separate my delicates from my blacks and my delicates from my whites. Like Grinch, you know, I'm sure if there's any women in the comments, like, when you're washing your bras and, like, lingerie, do you just throw it in the thing? Or, like, are you telling me that you're... Or do you have really expensive bras?
But there are
bras?
Men those who really to, care about
I
their clothes.
I think those have to air dry, though.
What happened?
Bras and shit. I think those have to... So, like, they'll throw them in the wash and then, like, hang to dry.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't know. I don't wear bras.
I don't know why I know that. And I'm not sure if it's true, but it's just something that's...
That's
sort of,
how I lived with them.
You've lived with a woman
before, and that's exactly
what I mean,
I
have two, but I never, like, yeah. My mom and my sister stuff, I never saw it, like, draped over.
Right, yeah.
Maybe they hit it, so that's nice.
I don't know, like, for me, like...
I would think so, and not just have them
yeah,
out
have
in
them
the living room.
Out in the balance.
But I mean, like, if I grew up with that, I wouldn't know any different, but, like, just, you know, from where I was, it's like, I never really saw it around.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, my mom and my sister did the laundry mostly, and me and my dad were, like, at the shop just fucking working.
Yeah, my mom would do my laundry, and, like, she started dating somebody, and it really pissed me the fuck off, because she would get my socks mixed in with his, and I'm like, what are you doing, Ma? Like, these are my socks, these are not his. That would actually really get me really upset. I was me like, too. What the fuck are you doing?
Why? Because the socks were all together?
I don't want my clothes in the same clothes.
I don't care if they're washed together, because it got to a point where me and my dad sort of started get to, I grew up to where we're sort of the same size, mm-hmm. so we could basically share clothes.
Yeah,
but
like sharing underwear.
She would mix our stuff around. Like I didn't care when he would wear it. I would jokingly give him a hard time. Like that's my shirt.
Yeah.
Why are
you
wearing my shirt?
Yeah, you just bust his balls.
Like, what is my thing?
Well, I'm not talking about sharing though.
No,
because you were like, don't mix them.
Yeah, I don't talk about that.
Where were you going with this? I was interested. The idea that because your mom washed both your clothes,
so she would wash all our stuff together.
Yeah,
and then like we like go out to dinner or whatever.
Yeah,
and I'd get dressed, and then sometimes like he'd be wearing like my shirt or my jeans or some shit, and after a while it sort of became sort of a joke between us because he'd wear it on purpose knowing that it's my shirt, and we'd go out and I'd be like, that's my shirt. He's like, no, fuck you, this is my shirt.
I'm wearing it. No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, girls do that, right? Like with friends.
I don't know.
No, yeah, they do. They're like, oh, can I borrow that? Can I borrow your toy?
I have sort of a similar thing that's kind of like that. I don't know if you guys do this. So my friends in Florida, it was more of a recent thing that sort of started. It was like we basically not share our clothes or whatever, but like, so if we were all hanging out, for example, at my buddy's house and... Like, they were like, oh, let's go to the pool, or let's go to, like, a little river or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I didn't bring any, you know, I didn't bring any swim trunks. And they just, you know, they give you, like, basketball shorts or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you just don't really give them back.
Yeah, that's true. That happens a lot with dudes.
Fuck? Like, I have a pair of shorts that are my buddies. Yeah. And, like, I wore them to, like, because we went swimming or whatever.
Yeah.
So then I took them, you know, when I was done and I washed them, whatever. And then they just sort of never really made their way back to him. But... That motherfucker's got my sunglasses. He's got my Oakleys.
Whoa, no.
And
see,
then
items like that? No, you
gotta
get them
something
back.
Else. Oh, these flip flops that I'm wearing right now? They're not mine. They're my buddy of mine.
Okay,
we
that's
went
weird.
Swimming again? That's not weird. It was like we were gonna go like swimming or fishing or some shit. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not dressed.
I get the I part about letting somebody borrow clothes, but keeping it.
It just happens. It's not like, it's not intentional, like, I'm keeping this shit now. It's more like, oh, fuck, I still have this. And then every time you meet up, you just forget to bring it.
Yeah, and then your buddy's like, oh, it's no big deal.
Yeah,
I let you borrow
them
and you're using them. So,
yeah, I don't care
know.
That they have my sunglasses or whatever. Some other shit. They got some other stuff.
Yeah, if they're just sitting in your closet, I'm like, hey, can I have it back, please? Like, don't just keep it. Like,
no, it was more
but
like,
that's exactly what has happened because he's not wearing them every day.
For me, it was more
like the shorts is not like...
Yeah. No, for us, it was more like the immediate stuff like this he would wear every day. And like my sunglasses I would wear every day. And now it's just like, now I wear his shit.
Yeah.
That's mine now. And he wears my sunglasses that are his now, basically.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no. I just... Yeah, see, for me, like, as a
maybe
dude...
Maybe you didn't have friends that were that close with you.
No.
He didn't.
I'm sorry. Maybe I can be that friend.
No, keeping stuff. Like, I don't...
I don't
like,
think his stuff
would fit you. Because we've been, you know, again, our ragers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I remember going to... that person's house.
Yeah.
And I would forget, like, I wouldn't have shorts or whatever to go to sleep because I would sleep over.
Yeah, but
then it was like, oh, here's my shorts, whatever, right?
That's different. So if we were at like the same thing, mm-hmm. like if we threw a party right now or whatever, yeah. and we all passed out or whatever, and the next day we're like, let's go to the pool, and I gave you a pair.
Or even like that, I've done the same thing like that, but it's not like.
But I'm saying, like, it's if not you a kept them, bartering I wouldn't be upset.
Kind of situation. It's not like I'm trading you for this, because that's essentially what that sounds like. It's like. Well, I got his flip-flops. Now he has my sunglasses. We're kind of even.
But that's not... But that like, wasn't the thought process. It was like, I have... It's like, all right. So we went fishing or whatever. And then I left with these because I'm not going to put my sneakers on because they're all fucking... My feet are gross and dirty and whatever the fuck. And then it's like the next time we hang out, nobody... We don't bring it up. We're not like, hey, did you bring my flip-flops, yeah. by the way? It's like, no, it's...
Yeah, I guess I'm just up. More of the like, if I have something of yours, I don't want to keep it. For life, especially if you let me borrow something, like I'm trying to get it back to you as soon as I can.
You're gonna be a great neighbor someday. Like, you know, when you ask somebody something for your neighbor.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah,
that's a neighbor.
Yeah, because it's a neighbor. Yeah. yeah. You don't wanna pitch. Plus,
if my neighbor constantly asks me for my lawnmower, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
Go fucking. Yeah, go live in the same neighborhood. Buy your own buy a fucking lawnmower. All right. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Once or twice, it's like okay. No, I mean, look. If you live in the same neighborhood, obviously this guy is
tax, same tax bracket. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Maybe.
And yeah. So, true. Yeah.
Like, stop borrowing my shit. I mean, you're inconveniencing me. I'm happy to loan it to you. You know, once or twice.
Yeah.
But for fuck's sake, if you're gonna come over every week and be like, "Hey man, can I borrow your rake?"
It'd be weird if he's like using it as an icebreaker, but his only excuse is just to ask you to borrow things. Like
that would be weird.
That would be weird.
How badly?
Like, where's your fucking wife at? Where's your girlfriend at? Like,
do you have any other friends?
Do you have any other like? Do you are you just pretending to live next door to me? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, no, that's... When I was a kid, I used to let people borrow everything. Maybe I was just being a little bit too gullible. But talking about being gullible, I was on... So Tinder has been working for me, right? In terms of, like, actually communicating with the opposite gender. And I enjoy that dopamine rush of, like, oh, shit, I got a new like. I got a new fucking girl on my tail. Or whatever. And so, like, I'm a pretty gullible person. Like, my gullibility levels have lowered to the point where, like, I, like, know when I'm being, you know, what does it mean to be gullied or whatever? Being gullible? You know? Like, you know, what is that? What is the other, like, whatever. The point is.
What do you mean? To be gullible?
Yeah, to be gullible. Yeah,
I think that's all it is.
Okay, well,
you're saying the action of being gullible? Is that what you say? Gully?
Of being, what is it? Fuck, see, I'm fucking stupid.
Being, you know, taken as a fool.
Yeah, like I'm like I know
taken advantage of.
Yeah, taken advantage of. Like I know the line where like I feel like I'm about to be taken advantage of. Mm. Versus before, I'd be like, oh well, I mean, I'm sure this person has good intentions. Now it's like, oh well, what the fuck are your ulterior motives like? Is this all you
that's
want from me?
Immediately where your mind jumps to? What are your
yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's a terrible way to live.
Dude, it's because it is because like I have to sort of balance myself out. It's like because for me, like I've just been afraid of like getting caught up in something that I am not aware is happening. You know, you don't want to be like, can you imagine like signing up for something and you had no idea what you were signing up for? Obviously, you wouldn't sign up for it if you didn't know what it was. I'm getting off track here. What I'm saying is, the Tinder profile.
He's starting to pick up on that.
Yeah, yeah. Tinder fucking jebaited me. You get these.
What?
Jebaited.
Ooh, that's a word.
Yeah.
What is that?
They made me think twice about who the fuck I was talking to. So on Tinder, there's a bunch of these fucking bots. This is why I recommend everybody, you go fucking verify your profile. Because to me, like, it's annoying to get matched up with a girl who's not verified. Because then I'm skeptical. I'm like, who the fuck wants to talk to me? Like, you know what I'm saying? What did you get for jebaited?
Couldn't you just say trolled?
Yeah, right.
But why? I don't know. Jebaited has
a nice
swing to it. I like it. Yeah.
But I mean, just for future, I'd like, no.
No, I was trying to actually be able to incorporate that more in my...
Yeah, I'll try to throw it in there.
Have the simplistic like definition of it ready to. Okay. And then there's a new word. Now we can use jebaited all the time. Or what is it?
Jebaited. Yeah.
That's nice.
So I get those secret admirer free like things where you can... pick one of the people who's liked you, right, for free, but you have to choose from four of the fucking random choices, and three of those choices are just blank. So I click on I finally get a secret admirer card, right, and it's a fucking dude, and I'm like, what the fuck? That pissed me off so much because I'm like in my
is
head
your
I'm
thing
like,
set up for like men and women
No, I double checked my settings. All right, I have my settings.
Well, it sounds like it was your fault.
It's seeking for women, preferably men.
I have my settings at
open, 20, but preferably.
My age range is between 25 to 35, and they like cheat that really the system.
Narrows it down.
That really does narrow it down. Because
why? So you wouldn't want to date? Obviously, I get it. Not like 18 or 19, but any at least a couple years younger than you.
Yes, I would. The thing, man.
I just want to point out how funny it is that everyone's sort of on the same page. Like, I don't want to date an 18 or 19 year old.
No, there's you would have almost, it's all.
Well, you're not going to talk about anything.
You're not going to talk about anything.
No, would be very basic.
Very basic. What would it be
unless
like?
Unless she was like a huge slut in high school, that sex wouldn't really
whoa,
be too great.
Whoa, come either. On now. Man. No, see, like, I don't know about that.
He
see,
took offense
all the things
to that.
That you say, that's what you get. That's how you that's take offense.
I just wouldn't like fucking, I just wouldn't date anybody younger than like 23, maybe.
Like 23?
23, yeah. 23 is pretty good.
So and 2 years below you.
2 years is fine, yeah. Because
That's kind of normal for a guy to like date and get married to someone
younger?
A woman that's younger than them, yeah.
Yeah, it's because like, because when they're young, you know, they're easy to like, you know, fucking.
You go straight to manipulation.
Manipulation.
That's exactly what I was like. I was like, I wanted him to say it, but at least
you said it. I didn't want to say it. I was looking for a different word.
I think he did the right thing because you were gonna like dance.
You were gonna try.
I was pulling up my thesaurus. I was like, what's another word for manipulate?
How can it not be shady?
They're not gullible. They're very gullible, you know. No, but see, like 23 is good. But you're right. That's actually a really good point. Like, what the fuck am I gonna talk to an 18-year-old for? Like,
what are you gonna? Unless you're into,
they're like, oh my god, I just had AP Science. Ugh, that shit was so hard. Mr. Eric is just giving me the hardest time.
No, I don't think that's not really because at least that leads into science.
Well, I mean,
well, you gotta go back to see.
I mean,
like,
well, at least she's taking AP courses. You know, at least she's smart. You know,
there are things to talk about. I'm just saying the probability of like the stuff that you have in common. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is not very high.
No, yes. Yeah.
They didn't grow up in the same era, so you really won't have a lot of things to relate to, but you can still talk about, I mean, they're 18, 19-year-olds who are into politics, and that's right up your alley.
Yeah, but see, they don't know what
Why? Why did you cringe your face at that?
Because
like
I don't know.
There are college students involved in all social justice issues.
See,
that's
the,
right up
the
your
thing
alley.
The thing is that I used to be 18 and 19 and 20, and you know, I didn't know shit. So I'm just assuming they're all stupid. Like, stupid in the sense that, like, they don't know
I
what the fuck they're talking
to
about.
I take exception to that. I was not one of those cunts.
Well, I mean, you're not a woman, so that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought we were just talking about.
Oh, no, okay, yeah, right. But
that's really.
No, but the idea, like, see, like, my filters on Tinder are 25 to 35, but bitches still be lying in there. It pisses me off, honestly. Like, stop. Stop lying.
About what?
About their age. It's like,
But what's happening?
Okay, so you can fake your age on Tinder, or you can fake your age on anything on the online and shit, and that's what I was getting back to earlier, the idea that I'm getting roped in to this algorithm because I thought my algorithm.
Wait, hold on.
Uh huh.
Let's stay on track.
All right, well, help me out here.
So what happened?
I mean,
so what happened?
Whatever your name is.
A woman lied about her age. What happened? Like, she was older or she was younger?
She was younger.
Than what she was claiming to be.
She was younger.
That's a problem.
No,
how
it's because
how much younger was she?
How much?
She was like 20, right?
And what did her profile say?
She said, oh, I'm not actually 25. I'm like actually 19 turning 20. I'm like, okay, this is not a good start. Like, you're already lying to me. You know, don't do that.
Like, they may have started because some people use like the...
Some
like,
people?
Yeah, on like Facebook. Well, first of all, I don't know these people. If I knew them by name, I would name them.
Okay.
That's why I'm just generalizing and say some people. You know, when for some reason... Especially when we were like younger, and I still think they do it. They'll lie on like their Facebook or other socials, so it'll have something, you know, it'll say like they're a couple years older.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can't change that, right? So there's a feature on there that you just can log in with one of your already other social accounts.
On
so
Facebook?
you can log on through Facebook.
I'm not familiar with
it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll take your age that you have there.
Like, for example,
to your
like,
profile.
Like your like your YouTube, if you're not signed in.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Sign in through Google
okay.
Or
he said all of like three words and you got it there.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to keep the train of thought. I didn't realize you meant like, oh, once you input your data. Yeah, because they collect all your data. So
yeah, it so would they may not have. I'm not saying that they're not lying.
No, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Maybe they are. Yeah. But they may not be able to change their age because they already had it on something else that doesn't allow them to change it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I thought it was funny because like this girl, she's not, it was a fucking bot. Because it's a fucking bot.
Yeah, it only gets better. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because like I hit them up on Instagram. No, she hit me up on Instagram because I started I keep saying her. This is whatever a fucking person in Korea or China or somewhere. Because their grammar was off.
Down the street.
Mm-hmm. I was on their Instagram looked like something they threw together, and I'm like, I don't see like anybody commenting anything actually productive, because all of the comments were like dudes who looked like Grinch. Commenting, oh, can I see some titties?
All right, now I'm in here.
Can all I right, see some go. Ass?
But uh-huh. It's for me.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Grinch, but fine, whatever. So I just think it's weird because you're getting upset when you're looking for romance on Tinder.
Uh huh.
Nobody's going on Tinder to look for a fucking girlfriend. Except for you.
No, you'd be surprised.
You know what? No, you know. All right. Yeah. Maybe I misspoke.
Okay.
But generally, people are on Tinder.
Yeah.
They're not looking for a girlfriend.
I mean, I'm not looking for a girlfriend either, which is funny because this is what the bot asked me. They're like, oh, what are you looking for on Tinder? And in my head, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, should I just be blunt and be like, yeah, I'm just trying to fuck?
So you said it gives you three tiles or something? Three random tiles?
No, four random tiles.
And you can only pick one?
So it's like cards, right?
Yeah.
And I have four cards turned over and I say, find the ace.
Right.
You're just choosing whichever and hopefully you get lucky.
Yeah, and one of these likes.
But I thought you were paying for it. Didn't you say you paid for
it? No, I haven't paid for it. It's a $15 subscription fee, but
when
no.
you pay, you can turn over all four or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you can look at all the people who's liked you. That you haven't matched with, but they like your photo.
Oh, and they'll see.
You so you because you have likes, right? And it'll tell you have a like, but it won't tell you who it is.
Motherfucker.
But yeah, if you pay,
what it is
paying. Then you can see all
of it. If you go to where the likes are, you can see their profile photo, but it's all blurred. It's like blurry.
Oh. Okay.
So you can make out what they look it's like a little the
witness
bit.
Protection program.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, because they're all blurred out, but you can kind of tell whose profile picture it is, so that when you come across them, you're like, oh, this is the same person that liked me.
I love that.
Damn, that's like the shit,
detective.
You're like,
you can get lucky though if you pick the right tile, and then it's like that, some smoking hot babe.
Oh yeah, I got lucky. I got really a fucking dude.
Or in his case,
or a nice guy.
A nice guy, yeah. Nice guy. Which is nice fucking. Guy. That's not even the
chest,
best part.
Nice. What do women look for? Pecs.
Glutes.
Women,
you like, I'm definitely like? Yeah, like he was like glutes.
No, I'm a bulge. I'm a top. Bulge? You like the bulge?
I'm a top. If I were gay, I'd be a top.
But so you don't care about the bulge? That doesn't matter.
Oh, you would not be a power bottom.
No, I'd be no power bottom. The bottom is the bottom, right? The guy who takes it.
Sure.
Yeah, oh well, it's pitcher and catcher.
I'm the pitcher.
You're the pitcher.
I'm the fucking pitcher.
I'm not getting that. I'm not getting that.
Like, what'd you do if your son was gay? You don't want him to be a bottom.
I don't want to know any of that.
Yeah, I'd be like, man. Okay,
I'd be like, bro, you better not be a bottom.
Like, how you do that with another man, I'll never understand.
Like, who's? It's the same thing. Like parents sharing their sexual adventures with their kid.
What? Okay, that's weird.
Exactly. Like, I don't look.
It doesn't change what sexual orientation.
No. Okay, actually, wait a minute. Like, have you ever had a good relationship with like a parent or something, and you're just kind of like talking to them about whatever you've got going on, and they'd be asking like, oh, are you sexually active?
Okay, yeah, every single time I talk to my dad.
Oh
yeah.
There you go, you got a good relationship with your father, so you probably tell him, yeah, I just fucking smashed like 30 women over the weekend.
Yeah, but I don't want to know what's going on with them.
Obviously, you know don't want to know what your parents are going on, but you talk to your dad, you're like, oh, you know, I just had a really great weekend with this female, and he's probably giving you some advice like, oh, did you use protection? Did you like have a nice time? Did you buy her dinner?
And are you asking or are you telling me?
I'm probably just
he's
rhetorically asking
all the stuff
that he's
going to tell you what I speak about with my father.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all right. No, but like that's cool. Cause like, I forgot where I was going with this. My short-term memory is acting up again.
So this bot.
It's funny how your short-term memory fucks up all the time.
Yeah. It's cause I'm not high.
Your rants, it seems endless.
I know, right? It's cause I'm sober. Not sober completely because of this coffee. The bot ends up telling me like, oh, what do you want? I deleted the conversation, but I should have took screenshots of it and put it. We could have put it up.
Can you not tell the difference between Korean and like, say, like Mandarin or Japanese?
I can.
So why did you say like it was either Korean or fucking whatever?
I'm making the okay. This is where I thought that was it because he told me
That was a genuine question.
No, I'm serious because this is funny.
So what do you think it was?
He said, "Are you guys familiar with?"
Oh, it's a guy too. I keep thinking it was a woman. Sorry. Yes.
A PC game called Dota.
Mm-mm. No.
Defend of the ancients. Wait.
You were talking to this guy.
I'm assuming it's a guy, but the profile picture.
And okay. I thought the guy that you matched with, you were like, I'm going to keep talking to him.
No, but on that note.
Wait, I thought that's what was going on.
No, he's now talking about something else.
The person who
changed the subject?
Yeah, he matched with
a woman I thought was a woman.
Like the picture of a woman, but it was actually just
a bot.
A bot.
Right. Yeah. Who, and that's what we're still going.
Yeah, I was still talking to the bot. Yeah. And when you asked me about why I assumed they were like Asian or whatever, they asked me if I did for fun, and I say I play video games a lot, and they're like, oh, me too. I play PC games, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Me not knowing yet that this person is not a woman, they then mentioned this game Dota 2, which is a very popular game on PC. It's a very old one, and it's popular, like it's got a big popularity in like certain Asian markets. Mm-hmm. And when he mentioned it, or the bot, or whatever, I don't know why my first thought was, oh, he's probably like some dude on the other side of the country. That's what ticked me off. I'm like, huh, he's probably like on his computer just like trying to bait people into signing up for their free cam show, right? That's how they get your information, which I thought was hilarious because it took me a second to realize it. Because the bot is asking me, like, oh, what qualities do you look for in a woman? And I'm over here thinking seriously, like, oh, fuck, like, what do I say or something?
Yeah, but what kind of... I haven't met a woman yet that says... That
I'm surprised
that way,
you met
like,
her.
You know what I mean?
What are you looking for?
Does he want to compare numbers? This fucking circus clown?
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying?
I lost my train of thought.
No, you were saying that you've never met a woman
that...
That speaks to, like, what kind of qualities are you looking for
in exactly. a woman? Exactly. You know, it kind of threw me off. Huh?
Yeah.
I thought she was just trying to smash. Like, I thought she was getting straight to the point.
Especially on Tinder.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because, like, she asked me, what are you doing on Tinder?
But you didn't want to be that blunt.
No, I didn't want to. I was
so
I
you
was
were
this
prepared
close,
to lie and say that you are looking for romance.
Dude, this is funny. You're right. I lied. I told her I was employed.
Oh, piece of shit.
Yeah, I told her I was employed.
So you're just as bad as the bot, dude.
Dude, so check this out. I told her I was employed. Because I was like, oh, shit, she's probably going to test me or something. I was like, what the fuck do I do? I immediately back out of the messages in Instagram, and I follow one of my favorite people in the world, Jordan Peterson, and he had a little post, and the post said, the more you cheat yourself, the more you lie to yourself, the more you become less of yourself. And I look at the post, I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have lied to her.
You know how much of a problem I have with people like you that need that sort of
reinforcement?
Like, yeah, man.
Like, no, I
is this something that somebody really need to tell you?
Yeah.
Somebody had to tell you this for you to like have that realization within yourself.
No,
maybe I shouldn't be this way.
It's because I didn't want to lie to this bot. Who
I don't mean like to give you shit because I'm there are a lot of people like that, but I'm just like
no.
I expect more out of like people that I associate myself with.
Yeah,
I would almost call you a friend, but I'm still on the fence.
I know we're on the road there. No, but that's the thing. Like I don't like lying, but it's someone on the internet. Right, so a fib for me was like, oh, I could probably get away with it because like, what are the chances I actually meet up with this person? I then was like to myself, fuck, you know, if I'm gonna be genuine, I should be genuine, even if it's somebody that I'm not going to actually meet up with. So I go back and I'm like, well, no, I used to, you know, work for the thing I mentioned when I told the bot that I worked, and all they'd said was, oh, that's really cool, that's interesting, that's really awesome. And then they went on to be like, oh, what else are you into? Or like, oh, are you into sexy cam shows? And then that's when the conversation, that's when the grammar just took a dive.
Yeah, yep.
The grammar took a dive, and I'm like, ah, oh, this fucker. I immediately was just like, okay, I'm being baited. And in my head, I'm like, damn, like, this
it
is not an actual woman.
From like, oh, what do you, you know, what are your interests to, you know, you can get a live cam for all of $6.99.
He said, do you like sexy cam live? Oh my God. I'm like, wait, is she being serious or am I being fucked with?
I'm starting to feel like you might be those kinds of people that answer to those robocalls and you actually start like having a conversation with
the person. Oh God, no. Nah, fuck that. Nah, there's this guy who...
Tell me more about these steak knives.
steak knives.
Wait, so you need my social security again?
Again?
Yeah, sure.
Bro, have you guys...
What if I just send you a copy?
Can I just send you my... What's your address? I'll send you all my, my passport, yeah, and my social...
It's crazy that it's how gullible people really are here in America. Like, certain places in America that do get taken advantage of.
America, though. Yeah, I hate it's... when people say shit like that.
Right, yeah, I mean? I'm talking shit about my country that I was born
in. No, it's not even that, but it's like, don't fucking... Don't, stop trying to make it like it's like the
It's people in
place.
The world.
People in the world.
All over the world. Yeah, you just said it was some Asian dude. Fucking God knows where. So yeah. Who knows?
You assumed it was. I assumed it was an Asian. Could just
it
be...
might have been an Indian.
That's true, yeah.
It might have been
Or it could be somebody from this country. It doesn't have to be...
He did say he was from Glendale.
Yeah.
He said Glendale when I asked him, where are you from?
Oh, that's not far.
Yeah, that's not far. So I was like, oh shit, I might be able to meet up with this woman.
Which, or Joe?
Or Joe.
Well, yeah. He thought it was a woman in his defense.
I thought it was a woman, yeah.
At the time.
It might still be a woman. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's true. How did you find out if it was a guy or not?
It's assumptions.
Because she sent me the sexy cam link.
Maybe she was some fucking broad that just wanted you to follow her OnlyFans or whatever.
Nah, but then like I literally waited like 10 minutes just to test it. Because that's what happens with these people that try to scam you. No, hell no. Because the link was...
Oh, you gotta pay?
No, the link is where you have to sign up for it. Like, that's how the scam works. Like, they tell you they're a sexy cam show, and then they just like they reel you in, and they're like, oh, if you want to watch me personally for free, all you have to do is reserve a spot and wait for me to go live. So you put in all your information, and then from there they're able to just grab everything, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a cookie or whatever. Yeah. I forgot the term for the thing for it. Anyways,
there are cookies.
Yeah, it's like a type of cookie. Yeah. And it really like pissed me off. I'm like, damn, like this motherfucker really thought he was gonna try and like get me, because I did get
he
close
once.
You.
He almost
yeah,
got you.
Yeah, he almost got me.
They. Sorry, excuse me.
They
use the right pronoun.
Yeah, because you know I them. I like watching
watch it.
Was it Catfish on MTV?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate those shows.
Those are hilarious. Those
yeah, they're hilarious.
I just because I feel so embarrassed for these people.
Yeah, that's what
I can't stand. I can't watch that shit. I can't.
I'd feel like, more embarrassed for the people like.
You should have sent them a message saying, like, I just started talking to this person.
Yeah, be like, I have an episode for you.
Yeah, I know. It's a problem with me. I hate being super gullible. But, like, can you imagine, like, you're talking to a really pretty girl? Hasn't this happened before? Am I thinking of, like, a skit where they hire a really hot girl for that virgin friend that everyone has? Mm. And then they're like, oh, dude, I got really lucky with this girl. But everybody in the group knows that she was a hooker.
Or is a hooker.
Or is a hooker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's just being a good friend.
Right, I guess.
Hey, man, look, Walter hasn't had a lot of luck with the ladies. He's 20. He's getting up. He's, you know, still a virgin.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being
Take
a virgin.
Care of this guy.
Except for this guy I read this fucking article the other day, a New York Post article. This 40-year-old virgin, hilarious. Mm-hmm. He's a lawyer, right? He goes and tries to be a sugar daddy for these high school teen girls, right? Jesus. Bro, I was... In my head, I'm reading this, right?
That's a different relationship, though.
Right. He was paying them for sex, essentially.
And everybody, yeah, and everyone's in on it. So
yes.
It's not like, weird. And you don't have to, like, think about how we were talking about how, you know, 18, 19-year-old girls, you don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah.
In this situation, it's like, no, you know what's going on. You get nice things.
And it's obvious he's taking advantage of them because, you know, when you're at that age, like, if someone's giving you stuff, really expensive stuff.
I don't know about taking advantage. I mean, they make their choice to, like...
Whoa! Don't talk about choice now, because like, at what age is it? You're at 18. You're able to go to war, but you know
what is? What's the blasphemous thing that I said? Make your own decision.
I was probably,
like, whoa.
No, it's just I was going somewhere with it.
You're pro big government.
No. I was going somewhere with it. The idea that like, if they're too young, like, if you're, what age can you make?
Well, you said high school, like whatever. I'm assuming like, yeah, 18 years.
No, they were one of them. Two of them were underage at the time, and one of them was turning 18.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like, well, depend on the age of consent. What state they're in.
Yeah, that's true.
This was in Virginia. Yeah, I think it's 16.
I think it is 16.
I think it's 16 and a half or something. And
I don't know if we count halves.
We have the internet.
Yeah, like the article mentioned that one of them was still in braces. I guess that's like a way to.
Yeah,
you know,
but.
I'm not going to look that up.
You don't have to.
I don't need that.
You don't.
Yeah, you don't need that in your life. That. Let's not.
But, so let's just say, because I'm pretty sure it is 16.
Yeah.
And people get braces when they're older as well.
Yeah, that's what I was
like,
going to say.
Even totally in high school, people still have braces.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you
if
can
you
get braces
to,
as an adult.
There's also Invisalign.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with getting braces as an adult.
That's what I'm saying. So I get what they're doing by like, oh, she was still wearing braces. to make it sound even worse. But
did they say that?
That's what he said.
That yeah, then the like article, yeah, it said that one of them was still wearing braces.
Yeah, but they may just want to fix their teeth later in life. I get it. When you think of braces, you think of a child.
How'd you stumble across this guy?
He was looking at how he can...
looking for...
tips.
Tips?
And no, this motherfucker was...
Say, if it gets any later for me, I have to start doing these things.
Yeah, no, but hey, everybody, thank you again for tuning in to another West Coast Flagrancy podcast. We'll be here again next week. You already know what day. We have something special for you guys coming up too. We're going to be uploading a movie review. We're going to try our best to put up some shorter content because we know you guys like, you know, have very short attention spans. But for those of you who like enjoying listening to us rant about bullshit.
Do you not want to build a fan base?
No, we love you. No, this is how we weed out the people who are like, look at these fucking talking heads. Yeah, no. That's I'm serious. Like, people on the internet are super mean. You know what I mean?
That's fine. Bring them on, dude.
I would love to. I actually would love to bring on, like, if we did that, if we were that.
You guys ever see the celebrities read mean tweets?
Yes.
The it's so great.
That is great.
The best ones are the ones that are, like,
actually mean. Yeah.
Like, they read the meanest ones, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, Jeremy, whatever. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, no shit. You gotta talk shit about these people. Like, they're people.
Yeah, I would.
And you expect this, like, in, like, you expect them to be like a certain way. It's like, no. They're still people.
No, yeah, we'll we'll definitely do some reading hate comments if you guys actually wrote comments, because we know you're there. Don't pretend.
I think the last comment that we got was by
a bot. Oh, right, yeah. It was a bot. I was gonna bring that up. That's
one of his lovers.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Someone, one of my bot lovers.
Oh, well, hey, it's a follower.
Yeah. No, hey. But again, please, guys, please subscribe. It's free. If you really enjoy our content, we do put some effort into this, even if it doesn't seem like we don't. We really do appreciate you guys listening, and we'll catch you guys next time. Peace.